flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I do not care that it is going to be 80 degrees today. I don't care that there is not a flake of snow on the ground. It is time to start talking about Christmas. Have you made your Christmas plans? Because my Christmas plans were solidified on yesterday. Oh, yes, they were. I called my mother and I said, Mom, I'm not coming to Houston for Christmas. I said, if you want to see these kids for Christmas in the year of our Lord 20 and 24, you are going to have to get on a plane and come to Minnesota. And she said, well, are you buying the tickets? And I said, well, yes, I am. And so as soon as I bought my mother and father 2 tickets to come and visit us from December the 20th to January the 3rd, I got on another browser and bought 8 tickets to see the Steels Family Christmas Concert, because they went on sale yesterday at 10 o'clock and I did not want to be on a waiting list or the odd man out. I wanted to pick the tickets I wanted. I wanted to be down front. I wanted all our family to be sitting together because they're back. And I've got Geraldine Steele on the line with me right now. Geraldine!
Hey, Shaletta. Oh, my gosh, honey. Hearing your voice brings me absolute joy. I am so happy to be here.
Okay, girl. So I told my mama, I said, I'm not coming home for Christmas. If you want to see these kids, you got to come up here, because I have been waiting for a couple of years now for the Steels to do their annual holiday concert, Christmas with the Steels. And it is back this year and I'm not going to miss it. And so my mom was like, well, I want to go too. So we got our 8 tickets yesterday. The tickets went on sale at 10 o'clock. You are only doing 2 shows. You got a Saturday show at 7 and you got the Sunday show at 3 o'clock. That's on the 21st and the 22nd, yeah, respectively. So Saturday, December 21st, there's a 7 p.m. show. Then Sunday, December 22nd, there is a 3 p.m. show at the Pantages Theater. And folks can go to hennepinarts.org to book those tickets. And I'm just tell you, I'm not playing. I want to sit where I want to sit. I want to be down front. I want to have some room. I want us sitting together, because this is gonna sell out. Do you know people have been waiting for years for y'all to do your Christmas show again?
I've been doing it. I've been waiting for years. Yes. And here's the thing, it takes all of us as a family. Everyone's doing so much individually. And when we started talking about the Christmas show, we usually start in August rehearsing. This year we didn't. We decided to really wait and have conversations about, why do we want to continue this? Are people still excited about it? The bottom line is that we've heard from so many people that said, we need your voices and your spirit on that stage. And so that's why we're here. That's why we're doing it.
And, you know, I know so many people, and I've heard you say this, and, you know, living in Minnesota for a while, I've heard it for myself now, that people said their Christmas doesn't start until you guys do your holiday concert.
And it means the same to us, Shaletta. Each one of us are more excited about it each day when it keeps building, because we know that the gift is that we have to do it. Our job is to deliver the gift, period.
Oh, my God. People can go now and get their tickets. They went on sale yesterday. HennepinArts.org, a Christmas celebration with the Steels, Saturday, December 21st and Sunday, December 22nd at Pantages Theater. We are talking to the amazing Geraldine Steele.
You're amazing.
You got to tell me. Now, y'all get to planning. You got to give me a sneak preview. What y'all going to be singing and stuff? Y'all got some new songs? Y'all singing the old songs? What y'all doing?
We doing some of all the songs and then adding in some new ones. And here's the thing. We've got one song that has choreography that the whole audience has learned how to do it. So while we're doing all the moves, they're doing all the moves. Girl, it is so cool. You hear me? And my problem is sometimes I spin around left instead of going right. And JD looks at me with his ire rises, honey. It's ridiculous. Get over it, JD Steele. Get over it.
Oh, my God. Now, you got to tell me, is the kids in it? Because you got grandkids now. And I know that, you know, there have been some performances in the past where the children are participating. Well, we see the children and now the grandchildren. Are they going to be in?
Well, okay, let me give you understanding. First of all, there are 17 grandchildren that my parents have. There are 30 great-grands, right?
Oh,
and 5 great-great-grands. What do you think we're going to do? Somebody tell me what we're supposed to do. We are prolific people, honey, no doubt.
Oh, my gosh. And, you know, what's the rehearsal schedule like? I mean, you know, getting all your schedules together. All of you are doing amazing things as solo artists, traveling and teaching. And, you know, I just can't imagine trying to put that schedule together.
But we're so used to it. Like, we have to come up, each one of us have to come up with 10 songs that we want to do for Christmas. And then we all sit around together around the table and we talk about, okay, is that song, I want to do that song. And then all of a sudden, no, that song doesn't make sense. Let's go do this song. And we come to an understanding. And that's the beauty of it all. We still love each other. That's a big deal.
Okay. All right. Hold on. You know how this works. We got to take a quick commercial break. But when we come back, I want to talk about whether or not we're going to see any guests, because there's so many people in the Twin Cities who love working with you, love singing with you and your family. So I want to know if the Petersons or None Above or any of those people are just going to happen to pop up at the Christmas celebration with the Steels. More with Geraldine when we come back. Woo! If that don't make you run out right now, grab your laptop or mobile device, log on to HennepinArts.org and get your tickets for a Christmas celebration with the Steels on December 21st and 22nd. I don't know what will. And also, I want to make sure I mention groups of 10 or more get a 10% discount, and all that information can be found at WCCORadio.com. I wrote a whole story about it. I gave my kids the iPad. I was like, look, I got to write this story. I got a lot of stuff going on, but I am just so excited that the Steels are back. I just want to tell the world so we can all get there and have a good time together.
Oh, my goodness, Shaletta. Thank you so much for doing this, because we at first weren't sure, and then we said we have to do it. And we did, and we're so excited. Finally, it's going to happen. You going to be there?
I'm going to be there, girl. I already got my tickets. I have 8 tickets because Andrew will be home from college, and then my parents are coming in. I literally, in all honesty, I rearranged our entire Christmas calendar because I did not want to miss Christmas with the Steels at the Pantages Theater. Okay, now y'all know everybody. There's nobody that does not know the Steels in this music industry. I need you to tell me. You got to give me a sneak peek. Who coming? Is Stevie Wonder coming? Common's coming. Who's coming? Is None Above, the Petersons?
You don't even know.
Is the Petersons going to be there? Somebody. Y'all always have a special guest. Somebody, like when you say their name, the whole crowd goes wild. Have you locked down your special guest yet?
I don't want to tell it, though. I'm excited about it, but I can't tell it yet. Come on now. You love me. Come on.
Love it. No, but seriously, it's going to be wonderful. And by the way, our wardrobe, I don't even want to discuss it because, you know, one time I came out on stage with a pink, big old pink coat on, and my tag was still on the coat, girl. That coat was so, that tag was so big, Shaletta. One time I came out, my pants were falling down. What is happening? But this time, I'm going to have so many safety pins, nobody going to be able to touch me.
Well, you know, that's the other thing that, you know, I appreciate about you all. Okay, first of all, the family can blow. We just heard the music, okay? But it's not just that. Y'all ain't coming out and sitting on stoops of stools and singing. Y'all got the choreography. Y'all got the presentation. Everything is so grand. The stage is all decorated. And you all have some amazing costume and wardrobe changes. I mean, you really, I feel like whatever I pay for my tickets, I still owe y'all a tip. Y'all gave me way more. Y'all gave me way more than I paid for.
Hey, it's never too late, darling. You want the address? Want the phone number? What do you want? But here's the thing about us. Can I just say, when it comes to Christmas, it means so much to us. Our mom is turning 90 years old in just a few days. And whatever it is that we can do to bring her joy makes us so happy. She'll be at that concert. And usually she comes out to say hello to everyone. So that's a big deal for us.
Oh, my God. I cannot wait. I'm so looking forward to it. Now, you've got to tell me, have you selected the wardrobes? Do you guys have a color scheme or theme this year? You always have like a, you know, it's not always the same thing. But it's like a color scheme or theme. What's going on this year?
Okay, first of all five of us has a job to do. My job is to do the contracts, nurture the relationships, blah, blah, blah. My sister Javita is the director of the show, right? So it depends on who is doing what. Fred is the ears of the year. You notice he has those big ears, right? You know he has gigantic
y'all always ears. Talk about yeah. Fred's poor ears.
I'm just saying he's so handsome, honey. It's okay. He got over it. He's okay. And then there's Billy, who's a 3-time Grammy Award winner, and he's just a blast and wonderful. But we do have some options. But I can't tell you who they are.
You know what? If you tell me one more time what you can't tell me, I'm going to direct Josh to just hang up the phone, okay? I'm about to throw my headphones. I'm trying to get to school. I'm trying to get to school.
Where is the love? Oh, come on.
Mm-hmm.
You love me. Okay. I love you too, baby.
Okay, now, how long did it take to just decide, to put it together, to get the contracts? I mean, it's one thing to sit at mama's house around the kitchen table and say, you know what, we're going to put this thing together. We're gonna do it this year to actually having dates and contracts and, you know, and music and choreography and all that good stuff. I mean, this is a process.
It is a process, but I would say the most important thing in the process is to say, we have to do it because we were made to do it.
And talk to me about that, because that is a mission for y'all. I've seen y'all after concerts, meeting and greeting fans, signing, you know, back when they had CDs, signing autographs. And I was like, these y'all really care. Y'all didn't just say thank you, God bless you for coming out, good night. There was a connection between you and the people who paid money to come and see you. And I don't think, and I've been going to concerts all my life, I don't think I ever saw anything like that until I went to a Steels Christmas concert.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. Thank you for saying that. And the key is to make sure that we do touch everyone if we can. If people have walked out already after the show is completely over, that's one thing. But when they start coming in the room, and they see us, you know, coming onto the stage, there's this cacophony of sound that is so beautiful. And they're like, we're so happy you're back. And they're screaming at us. So they are the ones that teach us every year, you have to do this, not just for you, but for me and my family and this family and those families. Because what we have is something we don't have anything to do with. It is just a gift from above.
Okay, I want to remind people, a Christmas celebration with the Steels on Saturday, December 21st and Sunday, December 22nd at the Pantages Theater. Tickets went on sale yesterday. Listen, y'all, it's just two shows. The Pantages only has so many cheers. You don't want to be waiting around and miss out on an opportunity to be in the room when all 511 Steels are on stage singing Christmas carols. So HennepinArts.org, HennepinArts.org is where you can go and get tickets. Gerilyn, thank you so much for spending some of your Saturday with me, for doing this show. And I'm sitting here, you know how when you look kid and you sit in a chair and your feet don't touch the ground and you just be swinging your legs? That's how I was when I was ordering my tickets. I was just swinging my legs. I don't think that and I had a lot of wins this week. I don't know if anything made me happier than to find out that y'all were doing your Christmas show again.
Oh, so glad to hear that, and I can't wait to see you. Don't be surprised if I call your name.
Girl, don't make me start gargling and harmonizing. Okay, I will bring my lozenges. I will bring my lozenges. I will belt out a tune. I'll be the first it'll be the first Steel Family Christmas with the twerking involved. Don't call me on the stage. I love you. Thank you for joining me.
I love you too, Shaletta. Thank you so much. And I will see you soon.
Okay. All right. Love you. Y'all stick around. I'm talking to my friend Steve Thompson about these links coming up next. It is 2:32. You are listening to News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. And those links are playing some amazing basketball. So much so that I had to ask my friend Steve Thompson to hang out with me for two segments today, because I want to dedicate one just to these links. What they are lights out balling, Steve.
Yeah, they are playing great. It really is a great story, because I think a lot of people thought the Lynx would be a playoff team, but they've got a legitimate chance to win it all. They were great. They had the long Olympic break. Of course, Cheryl Reeve, Nafis Collier were part of the U.S. Olympic team that won gold. And they came back, and they've just been on a serious roll. Now, the series with Connecticut, they won last night to go up 2-1. It is best of 5. So if they win their next game, they advance to the WNBA Finals. But they got beat at home in the opening game of that series. Kind of like, uh-oh. But they bounced back. They won game 2 at home, and now they won on the road. And they have a chance to advance with a win on Sunday. Meanwhile, New York, who's been, you know, the top team in the WNBA all year, they got beat by Las Vegas, so that series is alive. So it's not like the Liberty are going to be able to sit around and get some rest and wait.
Right. They got to get there.
Yeah, so that's not a done deal as well. And the Lynx, they are a great story this year and have a chance to win a title. It's really a great story considering how much of a bummer the end of the Twins season was.
Okay, so you got to tell me, Steve, what was the difference in game 1 versus games 2 and 3? Because I'm going to tell you, I saw game 1 and I was like, damn, we met our match. They got our number. Ah, yikes. But you know, they came back. What did you see that they did differently?
I think it was as simple as this, really, in the fourth quarter. I think the Lynx made 4 of 18 shots from the field. So they just went ice cold in the fourth quarter. I didn't look at too much beyond that. There was a lot of hand-wringing on social media about you know, the final play and how bad that final play was with a chance to still get the win. But in reality, when you shoot the ball that poorly, especially in a playoff game, you're going to get beat. You know, 4 of 18 is just not going to get it done. So that happens, and that happens with even the best teams in the women's game or the men's game. You have a bad night shooting, you're going to struggle, and that's what happened. And I think they're the better team than Connecticut. And I heard a cut from Cheryl Reeve, and I think it's right. If we just play our game and not try and mimic what the other team is doing, if we just play our game, you know, we're really good and hard to beat. And You know, Cheryl Reeves, as good as it gets in this league, one of the all-time great coaches in the game. And I hope they get it done on Sunday. Now, if there is a Game 5, it would be back here on Tuesday.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yes.
Now, I have to ask you this. Because I heard the same cut you heard where she said we just have to play our game and not worry about, you know, what the other team is doing. But what sure. about making adjustments, Steve? Don't you have to make adjustments like if a team is doing something? Because they had to adjust. They had to do something different when they were down, you know, 0-1, and then they came back and won the next two. They adjusted something, so they can't just play their game like they always play. Don't they have to do something different?
I don't think so, Shaletta. I really don't. I believe in that. When you have a team that was as good as they were over the long haul, that if they go out and just do what they need to do, and I think there's the thought that they're a little bit more physical and play physical and rebound and rely on what got them to that point, that isn't a bad strategy, because I will go back to game one. They just couldn't throw it in the water from a boat in the fourth quarter of that game one loss to the Connecticut Sun. So I really wasn't all concerned about that. I thought they would bounce back, and they have, and hopefully they take care of business tomorrow, get a little rest before the WNBA finals.
Now, what do you see as a concern? What could possibly derail them? Because, like you said, they're on a roll. They've got the momentum. You know, the team is just about as gelled as they can get. We've got the coach of the year leading us into the playoffs. It looks like we may get to the finals again, right? And we need that because, you know, it looks like the Lynx is all we can count on to get a championship around here. But is there anything that concerns you?
Not in particular. I think whenever you have a team at this point, when you get deep in the playoffs and you're on the brink of potentially going to the finals, going to the championship game, championship series, what have you, and that's injuries. And there's nothing you can do about that. You can't predict that. Now hopefully that fourth quarter in game one against Connecticut was the outlier, or once again, they really struggled. I mean, that wasn't a good look. And they still had a chance to win the ball game. So, you know, right now, if I had to point to my biggest, would be health. You know, does Collier get hurt? You know, does one of the other key players in this lineup get hurt? And you just can't predict that. Mm-hmm. I think healthy, they have a very good chance, at least an even chance to win the title.
Okay, now, I know you don't do gossip, okay? Yeah. I know that. I know you don't do gossip. I know you don't,
I try not to gossip.
I know you don't, but we got to do it. We got to do it on the show, okay? Did you see the report that Cheryl Reeves confronted Suns players after game one? Did you see this?
Here's the thing about Cheryl Reeve. She will say what's on her mind, and that's everybody's prerogative. And then I think what she's accomplished in the league and in the game, she is a fiery competitor. And if she didn't like the way the Suns were celebrating, Cheryl's going to let you know. I don't know about some of that stuff.
Well, Steve, they said police had to get involved. The security had to be called. I was like, wait, I can't wait to talk to Steve about this one.
Now, I did read that report, and I will say this. This all gets back into it's got a pro wrestling element to it. And I think that just creates more interest. I really do. You know, whether or not she was hot on the couch, people love that stuff. People love that passion. They love that drama. I don't think there's any question about it. Now, I don't know. I haven't seen anything where the WNBA got involved where there will be fines or suspensions. And once again, that's another old school term from pro wrestling in these parts and all-star wrestling. So I haven't heard that part of the story. If the WNBA said, all right, we're gonna take some money out of your wallet, and we're gonna. I haven't heard any of that. But in reality, I think the passion and the fire, that's all good. I think it may bring more eyeballs to this series and then ultimately the WNBA Finals. And I will go back to Caitlin Clark and some of the controversy. And when she broke into the league and some of the veterans were upset about all the attention, in reality, her presence and all that drama around her was ultimately a good thing for the league. Because it's created more attention in what is a very crowded sports marketplace, in a sports marketplace that's dominated by the men to this point.
Yeah. And you know, I'm so excited for the ladies. I don't know if you saw, but I went to the game, you know, when they played Brittany Griner, that last one. I suited up, Steve. I went over to Dick's Sporting Goods. I got some shorts. I got a jersey. I bought a ball. I had a headband and some leg warmers. And I was ready to go in. I thought, you know, if they need me, I just wanted to be available to the team.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that was very good of you.
They ultimately didn't come.
Here's the thing, Shalada. You have a way of getting out there, and that is a good thing. That is a good thing.
They didn't call me though. They put me on the big screen, but they didn't let me on the bench. In fact, I was trying to get close to the bench, and the security guard was like, "Hey, you can't be on the floor." And I said, "Hey, I'm with the team." And then he just shot me this look. I just took my basketball and went back to row in. I was like, "Let me go." I thought I could trick him, Steve. I thought maybe he wouldn't realize or recognize me, you know, because I was dressed like a player. You know, I thought I could, you know, get close to the. He was not buying it, Steve. He didn't buy it at all.
They take their job seriously.
Very.
You know, I think about security at these events, and you may remember in the playoffs when the protesters were there, and the one security that came out from behind Glenn Taylor and his wife, that was impressive. That was quite a first step. And, yeah, they don't fool around.
They don't fool around. And this was a game where Brittany Griner, the finals game against Brittany Griner and her team. And, oh, my God, Steve. So I haven't been to a WNBA game in a while, and I haven't ever seen Brittany Griner in person. These women are phenomenal athletes. I mean, you can tell they are working out so hard to get to this level in their professional athletic career. I mean, I'm looking at Brittany, and I'm like, I promise. I was with my friend Erica and Cameron, my daughter, and I looked at them, and I was like, there's no way we're going to stop this woman. This woman is huge, and she's sculpted, and she's chiseled, and she's practicing and warming up, and she's making every basket. I don't see how we're going to beat this woman.
Well, that's what's so great about sport. I've said that about, you know, having the opportunity over the years to sit in that media area at Timberwolves games. And I remember the first time I saw LeBron James come to town with the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Uh-huh.
And it's a big show when LeBron James or Steph Curry or any of the superstars are in town. Way back in the day, MJ would come to town. But the first time I saw LeBron James, it was like, this guy is gigantic. He's so much bigger and stronger than Michael Jordan. All due respect, the greatest of all time. But it is impressive. And I go back to gymnastics. Now, these are relatively small people, like the greatest of all time in that sport, Simone Biles. And you and I talked about it. You look at the young men and young women competing for Team USA at the gymnastics trials, and you can tell these people aren't sitting around on the couch eating chips.
They cannot tell you about the latest housewives of anything because they are not
And that's true in the NBA, the WNBA, men, women. The people that are competing at the highest level, you know, they're taking care of themselves. There's no doubt.
And it's so funny you mentioned LeBron James. I don't know if you saw the story you just posted a couple of hours ago on SI.com, Sports Illustrated. LeBron is weighing in on Nafessa. He says that he got on social media and said she is a beast, game so damn smooth and complete. She is tough. And, you know, just to have those NBA guys, you know, paying attention to the ladies in the WNBA and especially our links to, you know, get a shout out like that from LeBron James. It really, you know, says a lot about what these links are doing. And like you said, Steve, they may take it all the way and bring us back another championship trophy. I'm ready for a parade. I don't know about nobody else.
Yeah, no, I really believe that. And I think, once again, that long Olympic break when they went and won a gold medal, they all came back and they restarted the league for the stretch run and get the playoffs started. And they didn't miss a beat. They've just been playing great. And I think you can point to that in any sport. How is a team playing down the stretch to get into the playoffs? And once again, there was that bump in the road in the game one against the Sun, but you know, beyond that, they've been very good.
All right. You got to take a break. I got to take a break. We have some commercials and bills to pay. But I want to talk about these Vikings because I saw a story that they are ranked number one, NFL number one ranked team. They're talking about Super Bowls. They're talking about playoffs. I'm going to see what Steve got to say about that next. It is 2:52. You're listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio. But you know what? The Steve Thompson Show is coming up next. Steve, what's going on your show today? Who you got coming up?
Well, we got Tech Talk, Doug Computers, hardware, software, whatever. We'll do that between 3 and 4 o'clock today. And then after 4, we'll go outdoors with Steve Carney. And we should point out college football, big time in the spotlight. College football final is back. Jonathan Lowell will be in. He'll do top 25 and Big Ten scores. We'll keep an eye on the Missouri Valley. We'll keep an eye on the Pioneer League. I'll have all the regional scores. We'll have some game reports. So a lot of college football coming up later today.
Okay, speaking of football, I saw a report, I think it was from the Washington Post, that they've got the Vikings as the number one ranked NFL team. What's your thoughts on that?
It's early. They've played well. Sam Darnold has been really good. When Darnold came over, I've said this, and Josh Wheeler might even corroborate this, but I said, hey, this guy was the third overall pick at one point in time, and a lot of people said he was in bad situations early in his career with the Jets, Carolina, and then was with the 49ers, but, you know, really wasn't part of the thing, but was with the 49ers. And when he came over, you know, this guy coming out of college had a lot of talent, was put into a good situation. You have Justin Jefferson, you have a lot of other weapons, you have a pretty good O-line. So he's finally in a good situation in his career, and they played well. Now, they dominated Green Bay in the first half, and then Green Bay kind of dominated them in the second half, and the Vikes were able to get the win and move to 4-0. Once again, there's still a long way to go in this season, and I'll get back to what I said about the WNBA and the Lynx prospects. The one thing you don't know about is injuries, but so far it's so good. I mean, they are a big surprise how they came out of the gate considering that schedule. You know, they had the Giants, a game they really needed to win, and they dominated that. They came home, took care of business against a very good 49ers team and a very good Texans team. And then, like I say, played two very good quarters in Green Bay and then two not-so-good quarters. Now they make the trip to London. They take on one of the all-time greats and one of the all-time great jerks in NFL history, Aaron Rodgers. I mean, tremendous talent, but, I mean, this guy is hard to like. I mean,
oh my gosh.
He's a piece of work. And
did you see him not hug his coach, like push the guy off? I'm like, even if you didn't want to hug him, dab him up or something, you know the cameras are watching you.
Well, it's always about Aaron Rodgers. It's always about him. He had an opportunity in reality to finish his career in Green Bay with the Packers and so on and so forth. But, you know, he wanted to move on, and I think Green Bay is grateful they got rid of him because Jordan Love's been a really good
He's doing a pretty good job. Yeah.
Yeah, he is. But, you know, it's another flip the coin game. As far as I'm concerned, tomorrow turnovers are a huge part of it. But I'd love to see him beat Aaron Rodgers. This might be, you know, their last go around against Aaron Rodgers. But he's an easy guy to root against.
Yes, he is. He makes it, and it's hard for you. That's about the worst you're gonna say about anybody because you're nice. You so Minnesota nice. So what do you think though? I mean, I know it's early. Do you think we can get through get to the playoffs and get past the first round?
I think so, but like any team in the NFL, you're kind of on that razor's edge, Shaletta. Where would Kansas City be if Patrick Mahomes got hurt? It'd be in trouble. And of course, the rookie, J.J. McCarthy, is injured, so it's kind of Darnold or nothing. But just about every team in the league is in that situation. You lose your starting quarterback and other key players on both sides of the ball, you're in trouble. But I think if the Vikings can stay relatively healthy, they're in a really good spot. I mean, they're 4-0 out of the gate, and you can't take those off the board. And, you know, the magic number, you get to 10 wins, you're probably going to be in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So they're in a good spot.
Yeah. Well, you stay in a good spot, Steve, because your show is coming up, and you guys don't go anywhere because y'all know Steve is going to bring the heat. I'm signing off from Marshall, Minnesota. It's been great broadcasting the Shaletta Show from the Lyon County Sheriff's Office, where we had an interior combination door lock giveaway today for families who have kids with autism. Have a great weekend, everyone.